This is 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Welcome to a special episode of 1010 Thrive. Today we conclude our five-part series about a man who remembered to give thanks.
I am called Ephraim. I am a Samaritan, an ordinary man from a poor family in the city of Sychar. At age 20, I was forced to leave my loved ones behind after I contracted leprosy. For years, I scavenged for food and sheltered in caves, fearing that I would be attacked by wild beasts. When healthy people would come near, I would ring a bell and yell, "Unclean!" After some time, I found refuge in the company of other lepers in Galilee. These were Jewish men. When we were a group of 10, we encountered Jesus, the rabbi and healer, and asked him to have mercy on us.
"Go and show yourselves to the priests."
We were not healed right away, but on our way to the priests, we began to experience the miracle. Dry, cracked skin became smooth. Lesions fell away. Vigor returned to our bodies. My blind companion regained sight. My lame friend could now run and jump and dance. Color returned to our cheeks. Joy welled up inside of us and spilled out in laughter and in tears. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. In the midst of my singing and shouting and praising, I realized that I needed to thank Jesus. I ran out of the synagogue and grabbed the first passerby. "Where's Jesus?" He looked at me wild-eyed. I left him and ran down the street and asked others, "Where's the rabbi? Where's Jesus?" Jesus had compassion on me. Jesus showed me mercy. He extended grace towards me. He did not see me as a Samaritan, but as a child of Yahweh. I wanted him to know that I appreciated what he had done for me. It took me some time to find him, but eventually I did. As I approached him, speaking to a crowd of people, many of them recognized me and stepped aside so that I could get through. I fell at his feet and wept, thanking him and praising Jehovah.
"Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?"
I looked around and realized that none of the other former lepers were with me. Yes, former lepers. We were no longer unclean.
"Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well."
And after saying these words, Jesus extended his hand, helped me to my feet, and then embraced me. Oh, I clung to him and didn't want to let go. For years, no one had touched me. For years, I was a pariah. And now Jesus, the prophet, the miracle worker, the rabbi, was holding me in his arms. Days later, I was in Jerusalem when this same Jesus was dragged through the old city of Jerusalem and unceremoniously hung on a tree on Golgotha's hill. I was shocked and confused. How could they treat this man this way? But I learned that Jesus had gone to Jerusalem to die because his death was necessary for me to live. Not in Galilee or Samaria, but for eternity. Yes, I am the one who came back to say thank you.
I wrote a song for the thankful believers. Those who have the testimony that you've been through too much to forget to tell God thank you. Tell somebody, I am the one that came back to say thank you. Listen.
I am the one.
I am the one.
Can I get a witness in here?
I am the one that came back to say thank you.
Anybody thankful, Lord, for all that you've done?
All that you've done.
I'm grateful.
I'm grateful.
Hallelujah.
For everything you've done.
Yeah.
Anybody ever been in trouble? Anybody ever been in pain? Anybody ever need to be rescued, to be released from some chains? Anybody ever been lonely? Ever tried to do something and failed? Anybody know what it's like to struggle, no problems on a grand scale? I can't speak for you, but I am the one. I have been in the valley. I have been in the doghouse. I have been in the pit. I've been there and I can say, I am the one in need of Jesus. And Jesus was the one who came through for me.
There's an old familiar story written over in glory. There were 10 men who were bound and dying from leprosy. They said, if we can just get to Jesus,
if we can just get to Jesus,
we know he can free us.
Hallelujah.
And just as they believed, Jesus spoke and healed their infirmity.
Anybody know the story?
Oh, 9 of the lepers were so excited about their miracle. They turned and ran away.
Blind, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. To the hungry, Jesus says, I am the bread of life. To the lost, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. To the sick, in need of a physician, to the helpless, in search of a defender, to sinners, in search of a savior, Jesus says, I am the one. Father, we thank you that whatever we need, we can find our needs fulfilled in you. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.